This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has
existed.
You have
an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when
You're
I'm playing
golfing.
Golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Welcome to the Almost Famous Podcast, the second to last episode of Peter season, where Ashley and I have the pleasure of sitting down with Savannah and Sydney from this season of The Bachelor. But that's not all. This is going to be a wild episode. We're going to dig into everything that is Peter and Peter season. Ashley, how you doing?
I am mind-boggled. How are you?
Why are you mind-boggled?
I am like, I've never reacted to an episode like I did last night. Twists and turns. Just
how so?
Total
shock.
Explain
a little bit.
Oh, I can't believe that after this entire season of saying that Peter's mom, Barbara, was crying over Madison, I find out that she was crying over Hannah Ann. The last person I feel like she'd cry over.
It is a little weird. So let's, before we bring on our guest for today's podcast, Ashley, let's start at the beginning. First off, I'm currently on tour right now. I'm in Minneapolis tonight. And I want to tell you this, Ashley. I always love sharing this with you because it's true. I was just in, we did our Washington stint last week. And you have so many friends and so many fans Aww. In Washington. People love you on the Pacific, in the Pacific Northwest.
That's so nice. Thank you. Thank you to all you
yeah,
guys out there.
Freaking out.
That's so sweet.
big Almost Famous fans. It's actually wild how we do these shows and afterwards how many people come up and say, I listen to your podcast. I love your podcast. My mom and I listen to your podcast. We love your podcast. We listen to it together. So I just want to give you that, Ashley. You don't get to be around it right now like I do. And I just want you to know that you have a lot of people that love you out there. So
Aww,
here's what I think
you.
Your people that love you expect. let's break down why this was so emotionally taxing on you. Because all season we expected
I thought you were going to say on Barbara.
I have a couple theories for Barbara. And so let's sit here before we bring on our guest and talk a little bit about Barbara and her interaction with Peter. Was her emotions, I guess I want to say stop here, Ashley. It felt a little bit heavy for me because it felt a little bit unwise for her to be so confident in her opinion of Madison without actually getting to be around her very long at all.
No, actually what I thought was weird is that she did have more time with Madison than she's had with Hannah Ann, because she got that whole date, the first date of the season with Madison, and she seemed so in love with Madison during that date that that's the reason that I assumed this entire season that she was crying over Madison, because I was like, that woman has probably thought about Madison the entire season. She's expected him to end up with her, and that's the only reason that I couldn't imagine like such an emotional outburst is because she's been tied to this idea for so long. So then to see that she was reacting to Hannah Ann being, quote, a perfect angel sent from heaven for Peter after an afternoon with her, I was just befumbled.
You're easily swayed during this process. And I get it. My mom had a really hard time because you love your son. You want to see what's best for your son. All of a sudden, your son, who you care for and love, shows up to a house with two women saying, hey, mom, in a week or 2 days or whatever it is, I could be getting down on one knee and proposing to one of these women. It's a lot to take in. So before we just jump on Barb's case and we're like, oh, and Ashley and I are not doing that. What we're saying is it was odd. It was hard to watch, but I get it because I know how hard those moments are. The issue here, I think, and Barb, I'd tell you this to your face, is it felt a little manipulative. And I think when Peter's sitting there going, mom, please stop. Mom, please stop. Mm-hmm. Mom, please stop saying this. He really just wants to like be like you would in your privacy of your home and just yell and be like, mom, you are making a fool of yourself. You're making a fool of me. I know how this is going to look. This is awful. You're not right. But I can't yell at you because that looks terrible. So I'm just going to beg you, mom, please stop crying. Please stop being so confident in your choice because you have no clue what you're doing.
Yeah. So many things. I'm overwhelmed.
Overwhelming is not, I don't think, an unpopular opinion right now. Speaking of overwhelming, we have two really special guests I talked about earlier, Savannah and Sydney. I'm sure they've watched the episode. And if they haven't, well, I don't know what they're doing with their lives. They're on Peter's season of The Bachelor. They were released a few weeks ago, fan favorites, and they're nice enough to come in and talk to us today. Ashley, you're in studio with them right now, and so I'm going to let you take it away and kind of guide them through this conversation. I think we should need to talk all things Hannah Ann, all things Madison, all things Barb, and then let's get a feel for how – I guess they expect Peter to handle these last couple moments. But before we do, let's take a break and talk about one of our sponsors.
Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that you have to feel to believe. It smells great. It's incredibly light on your skin, not greasy. It's amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol-free. Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat's high-performance, water-resistant sport formula and pediatrician-tested kids SPF 50. That is what I'll be spraying on Dawson at the beach this summer. The kid loves the beach. I love going to the beach with him. I can't wait to be able to have a fun summer activity to do together. Anyway, I can go on and on about the importance of sunscreen, but shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to: hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. But the smell so close to my nose for so long, the worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit, and it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
So we have Savannah Mullins and Sydney Hightower in studio with us right now. Let's start with you, Savannah. Please just remind fans out there as they're listening to the podcast how they would know you, maybe your most memorable moment during Peter's season, and then what week you were asked to go back to your family.
Okay.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Go see your family now.
So you might not remember me very much because I wasn't shown too much. I was the buttery flaky girl. On night one, I was, you know, I had a lot of, you know, just my moments, the quirky side of me. I didn't really have too much time on the show. I left. So it was week four that I got eliminated.
And then Sydney.
Wow. Where do I even begin? I think, what are my most memorable moments? Probably the moment in Costa Rica with me and Tam Tam. That was pretty memorable.
That was a good one.
Yeah. I guess, you know, me and Peter's one-on-one, to me, that was my most memorable moment. I'm not sure for viewers, but yeah, I left, what, 2 weeks before hometowns? So, yeah.
Can I address something, like a weird rumor that has floated around about you and Peter?
Yes, of course.
Why are some people convinced that you guys had sex in that lake?
I think because one of the, it was actually funny, one of the like teasers before this show even started was like kind of just like a voiceover of some of the girls being like, the night I got home from my one-on-one, I was in a bathing suit. So of course I walk in, all the girls are just like, what the hell? Like, why are you in a bathing suit? Blah, blah, blah. It was because of obviously me and Peter had like our night portion in the hot spring. But anyways, Victoria F and some girls were just like, oh my gosh, she had sex with Peter, da, 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 which was completely false. But I think that they were just using that. And like the scene with me and Peter was just
steamy.
Yeah.
It would be one of the most wild things I think any contestant would ever choose to do would be to have any type of physical intimacy during the season, because the truth is there's about 25 people watching you. So this just not is never an intimate moment.
Yeah, that was wild to even hear that. But no, definitely that was false.
Well, Sydney and Savannah, I want to hear from you guys. Ashley and I have been chatting a bunch behind the scenes here. You obviously have left the season. Your experience on the show is one that for most of the fans, they will remember. But now that you've been gone and you've watched it back, have your emotions and your feelings towards Peter changed or towards the season? What's kind of your take on this season so far?
So watching it back, it's kind of hard because I felt like for me, I let, you know, being in front of the camera just like really get the best of me. Like I had a hard time with the cameras. And so, you know, seeing his relationship with other people and feeling like, you know, I could have easily had that with him, it was really tough to watch back just because I, you know, I didn't want to say I self-sabotaged, but, you know, I kind of just got in my head too much. But yeah, I mean, watching it back, I still feel the same about him. I think he was incredibly kind and just a very compassionate person. And yeah, if anything, I just have more love and respect for him as a person watching it back.
So watching it now, I think I have a lot more, I don't know, I feel for Peter a lot more than I did when I was in the show. Because, you know, I was so focused on him and just him and I, and I wasn't really thinking of all the stuff, every single thing that he had to go through. So I think looking back now, I can see, like, he's going through so much. And I have, like, just more compassion for him than I did when we were, you know, I was dating him. But it has been a crazy season. It's definitely been one that I don't think a lot of people expected. I think they expected this season to be kind of like more relaxed and chill because Peter is just like such a good guy. But the group of girls, we are very opinionated and all very different. So I think it's been an interesting for everyone, you know, to watch.
Okay, so this whole season, I felt very disconnected towards Hannah Ann. I don't get her. I don't know her. I don't see this connection between them. I think in part it's because his connection with Maddie has been so strong that like I discredit whatever he has with other people because I know what feels the most strong. Like I know Peter in love and that is when he's with Maddie. So I kind of just am like, okay, everybody else is far second place. So me feeling like that the entire season, I wonder why Barbara felt so attached to her with just such a little amount of time. I want to know from you guys who spent time with Hannah Ann in the house, is this something, is Barbara the norm here or am I the norm here? Like, how easy or hard is it to connect with Hannah Ann?
Yeah, I never really got too close to Hannah. I think none of us really got super, super close to her. She was always super focused. And, you know, you have so much time in the house with the girls. So, like, a lot of us got really close, you know, but Hannah Ann never really got that close to anyone, you know, which is fine because her goal was Peter and that's fine. But no, I totally get where you're coming from because I never like had any kind of connection. Not really many of the girls did. So for Peter's mom to like instantly have that with her, it was like I was also just like, wait, what? Like that was fast, you know, especially because she had met Madison, you know, on their first one-on-one. They had like such a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were like she was loved her. So I was like, oh, when Madison sees them again, like it's gonna be like, oh, like great, we can't wait to see you again. Like, and I thought also the whole time Barb was talking about Maddie when she was like, bring her home to us, and that shook.
So like you being on the season, being part of the season, thought that Barb was referring to
1,000%, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, wow. I thought so as well. I mean. With Hannah Ann, you kind of have to, like, force that friendship almost. Like, she's very standoffish. And at the beginning, you know, it was maybe, like, a week into it, I finally was like, Hannah Ann, like, who are you as a person? I need to know. Because, you know, she obviously had all that time on night one. She got the first impression rose. So I was like, you know, Peter must really have an attachment to her. And I want to know who she is as a person. So finally, I just was like, hey, like, I want to know who you are. I just was, like, blunt. And she finally started opening up to me, and I got to see these sides of her where, you know, he kind of expressed it last night, like where she's just like so innocent, but has this confidence, and it's just like very admirable. And I really liked her as a person, and she's just very kind-hearted. So, I mean, I can see why Barb would be attached to her, because like once you get, like once she opens up even a little bit, you're like, wow, like you're just like the sweetest person ever.
Yeah,
so,
very sweet. Yeah. Very sweet girl.
Ben, how would your mom be if there was one girl that was just so expressive about her feelings and then another one that was showing doubt? Would that doubt that was being expressed just like discredit that girl?
Well, I mean, Ashley, that's a good question. I think it's difficult, and we all have to understand that, as I said at the beginning of the podcast, it's hard for a mom to be in this situation. And I do think you have high expectations walking into meeting these women because you know the weight of what's about to happen. So if you have one girl who isn't showing the love and the confidence in your son, and you know that they're potentially a few days away from being engaged, I think an alert goes up in your head and goes, they're not ready for this. And I think that's fair. Like, I think that's okay. If you have somebody show up to your house and be like, I'm not sold out that this is my husband. I love your son. I appreciate your son. I respect your son. But I have a lot of questions about our relationship. That's all good things. Nobody was in the wrong here. And I think as a mom, you go, wait, but yet you're here to talk to me about marrying my son. I don't think that's how this works. Like, I don't think you walk into a marriage with the big questions that Madison has, like, hey, I don't drink. I don't go out. I'm a virgin. And the mom's going, oh, my son goes out. He comes home from a trip and he goes out and parties. Oh, he's definitely not a virgin. The brother says, Peter, I know you're super physically intimate with a lot of people. Like, there's no shame or judgment there. But it's, hey, our lives don't look anything alike. Like, no part of our lives look alike. And so as a result, we have concerns. I think a mom would freak out and go, Peter, stop. This isn't smart. This isn't wise. I think there could have been better ways to handle it. I think the crying and I think the, Peter, this is what you have to do. Peter, you have to choose somebody. You have an angel. I think that's really hard language that was not wise for Barb to use at all on a son. But I don't think her response was incredibly out there. Like, I think it was fair and I think it was hard. And I think my mom would have a hard time with it. And I think she did have a hard time with it because it's a lot to process all at once.
It seemed to me like she didn't like the ultimatum that Madison gave. Like, they seemed very turned off by the fact that she had that conversation with Peter beforehand. And she was like, you told my son what he should and should not do.
And Maddie stood up for herself beautifully. She was like, no, no, no. I told him how I was going to feel if he did that. It was about my emotions, and I left the choice up to him.
Yeah. I think Maddie, I really commend her. I really commend Maddie for just sticking to her guns on that, especially because, you know, you want to please their mom and you want to be liked by their mom. And she just really stuck to her guns. And, you know, I think maybe that turned Barb off from her, but
I think typically a conversation like that would have gone over with the mom and be like, oh my God, I love how pure you are. And so sweet.
I think Barb's mind was made up though. Like when she met Hannah Ann, it was just like, and I think she was like, Maddie was just like, when she saw her, she was like, ah, yeah, I just don't know. And also like with the ultimatum happening, it was just like, yeah. I think her mind was kind of made up, and she was very vocal about that.
I definitely think that's the case.
We've never seen a more contentious moment between the one of the final two and the parents of the lead. Never. This is the most contentious conversation, and just even between the lead and the parents that I think we've ever seen. This was really hard to watch because the truth is, like, this is a son talking to his parents in a really emotional moment. Like, this will cause, like, relational, like, maybe not damage, but this will, like, this is a real moment for this family. It was really, really difficult to sit through for me because, you know, I've sat in that moment before, and I know what it looks like to look across the table at your parents in these moments and go, you just have to trust me that this is going to be all right. Like, you have to trust me that I came into this with the good intentions and that I have a clear head and that what you're feeling and what you're thinking might not be the whole picture and the whole story, and I can't tell you why. Because you'll just never understand, but just trust me. And it hurts and it sucks. And it would be so hard to see your mom crying. It's not fair for Peter. I don't think Barb thought that through, but I get that it's hard for the whole entire family.
I found it interesting that Peter went into the meetings with the family being like, I like them, but I love them both. And like, I'm really torn. And then when they were like, oh, it's Hannah Ann all the way. Then he was like, no, it's not. It's Madison.
Oh my gosh.
We always talk about.
It was, Ashley, I want to hear from you. You weren't able to make it to the final two, but you have parents that care about you a lot. And then I met. How do you think they would have handled this moment?
I don't know. We always talk about when it comes to the final two, mm-hmm. how important the family's opinion on the person matters. And usually I say it matters very much. But this episode made me feel like, no, you go with your own heart right, and you, exactly. and your family's going to have to learn mm-hmm. to love that person.
Yeah, because they don't see that side mm-hmm. that, you know, that relationship that he built with her. They don't see any of that. They only see, you know, what's right in front of them. So, yeah, I feel like they should definitely trust him in that situation.
I just, they're so close, his family. So it was, I don't think any of us expected it to go like this, you know, for it to be like a kind of like a push and pull with Peter versus his parents and like his mindset on things and then them feeling a certain, like a different way. I feel like, no, we all expected things to just like happen, you know, unanimously, and so it's different.
It is kind of nuts the way that they kept, and I don't know how much editing there was involved, but they kept saying stuff like, Hannah Ann is perfect.
Yeah, she literally called her an angel.
It's like, angel. You have been with her for like 3 hours at best. Exactly. How are you doing that? Especially with Maddie, who like, yeah, they're having like a conflict in their relationship. Mm-hmm.
But technically, Maddie's the angel, you know? She's the virgin. Like, she's saving herself for marriage. So, like,
if we're getting technical, it would be Madison that would be the angel.
Correct.
Ben, you know what I found interesting, and I want to, because religion plays such a big role in this conversation, I want to kick it over to you for a second. I found it interesting that his mom was like, we're spiritual people and like your like strict religion might be getting in the way, or like not in the way, but like it may never be compatible with my son and my spiritual views, right? And then flash forward 10 minutes and she's like, God told me this. I spoke with God and he's put you on this path. And all of a sudden it becomes all about God.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it got weird fast. Here's my take on that. I was watching with a few buddies last night. And all of them are Christians as well. And they love the show. And so we're watching it together in Minneapolis last night. And we all looked at each other. And I was like, you know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of middle school. I don't know how many of you kind of grew up in a Christian community, but one of the popular things in middle school was to break up with your girlfriend or boyfriend and say, I just don't think this is what God wants and God told me to, which is a really terrible thing to say to a middle schooler, because all of a sudden you're like, wait, God doesn't like me? Like, he's telling you to break up with me? And it's a brutal thing, but it was used all the time, and it's not right. It's not fair. It's manipulative. And it's in a sense, like, it causes deep damage. And so when that was getting thrown around last night, I was like, I feel like I'm in that conversation. Like, how confident? You have to be very confident when you start throwing God around that is the truth. Like, when you start using that on somebody, when you start talking about something greater than yourself, a higher power, a creator, when you do that, you need to make sure you're doing it in wisdom and you're doing it with a lot of thought. And I think to throw it out there, say, I said a prayer last night and this is my answer. I think, what was Peter supposed to respond with? Like, he's not able to say, Mom, no, you didn't, because that makes him look like a jerk. He's not able to say, Mom, are you sure? Because then she's going to get upset. He's not able to say, well, you know, you're being ridiculous, because that just makes him look insensitive. I thought that part for Barb was a part that was just not thought through. I thought it was very unfair for Peter. And I think it carried a lot more weight than what it seemed like on TV. I know if my mom were to say those words to me, knowing what her faith is and knowing how she just tried always to pray about my wife for her whole entire life. Aww. If she sat me down and said, God told me this, all of a sudden my attention rises and my heart starts to get more focused. And I go, I need to listen to this. But I know that my mom also would walk really slowly into that conversation, because she knows how much weight it would carry. I felt like God's name was thrown around last night very loosely. And I don't appreciate that. It really is not a good positive communication tactic for anybody. And it reminded me of middle school all over again. And that was my biggest problem, because I do take those moments seriously. I think Madison was expressing what she desired and who she was and what her concerns were. And so for that to be used against her then just felt wrong.
Jack, his brother, said, I hated this, said that Maddie was raising red flags. And like, I was like, oh, okay. So her wanting to stay a virgin until she's married is a red flag for you, Jack?
Really weird.
Okay, thank you.
And I get it. So like, yeah, and even going back to Barb, like, I know Peter and I know he loves his mom, and I know his mom loves him well. Like, I think she's a great mom. I think this was a really hard situation. Again, I go back to the difficulty of the environment and not as much the difficulty and the lack of attention that was spent communicating in this moment. I even think it happened with his brother. I think his brother there was trying to do his best to keep up with the conversation, to try to fit in where he could, and to try to fill in some gaps when it comes to how his family was feeling. And I think as a result, he was getting a very small picture of Maddie.
Yeah. In the same conversation, Jack also questions Peter on, you know, not having sex until he's married, if that's like something he'd be okay with. It seems like Jack really thinks that Peter's not going to make it that far. He was like, until you're like really married, until like you make it, like, he's like really married, like not engagement married. And then he also says that Madison is big on ministry, and you know, she probably goes to the church multiple times a week, and Peter likes to go line dancing into the club.
I think for anybody watching, this was a really difficult experience. Family matters. It really matters to Peter. We've seen it all season. And I felt like we were all very like anticipatory for this moment. And I felt like we walked into it last night and it was just brutal to watch the whole time. And we all felt for Peter and we all felt for his family. And I don't think anything last night felt good. Now, hey, Ashley, before we come back and talk to Sydney and Savannah and we talk more of Peter's first part of the finale, let's take a break and talk about one of our sponsors.
Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that you have to feel to believe. It smells great. It's incredibly light on your skin, not greasy. It's amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol-free. Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat's high-performance, water-resistant sport formula and pediatrician-tested kids SPF 50. That is what I'll be spraying on Dawson at the beach this summer. The kid loves the beach. I love going to the beach with him. I can't wait to be able to have a fun summer activity to do together. Anyway, I can go on and on about the importance of sunscreen, but shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to, hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns, ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way. Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Okay, so I was thinking, we're still talking about Barb, okay? A couple last things about her and her thoughts towards Madison and Hannah Ann. I think it was just because, like, Hannah Ann was, one, crying. Maddie wasn't as emotional. Two, she was like, I love him and I want, like, the very best for him. And she just... she was so Peter-centric. She wasn't thinking about herself at all. But when Madison was talking about herself, she was talking about, you know, her expectations in a relationship. So I don't think that, like, that was anything. I think that's something totally fine to be bringing up. But then Hannah Ann says something like, she goes, it was love at first sight, and nobody... and people who haven't experienced love at first sight, like, often thinks it's hogwash. And I think between all of that, that's what made the parents just swoon over Hannah. What do you think? I think so too.
I think that, I don't know, with Hannah Ann, you know, it's just like she had this, like, very optimistic outlook on the whole thing. And I think, I mean, Maddie did as well, but I don't know. When it came to Maddie, I just felt like, I think maybe Barbara might have thought that she was, like, making it about herself and not so much about, like, Peter, because it's, like, you know, her ultimatum that she's giving him. And
sure, I think in this moment they were kind of like, this is all about Peter. This whole show, mm-hmm, is about Peter and Peter finding his happy ending.
Yeah.
Not two, mm-hmm, people finding their happy ending.
Right. Exactly.
You're supposed to be going after my son. So why aren't you 100% in on my son?
Absolutely. And I think Hannah Ann is the type of woman, and it's, she's always been very just, like, willing, whatever Peter said. She's like, I'm here for you no matter what. Like, you know, every single thing that she's ever really said was just like, I, no matter what you do, I'm here. Like, I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere. And Madison on the other end is like, look, like, these are my standards. And if you, you know, hurt me in these ways, I don't know how I'm going to be able to do this. So, mm-hmm, you know, obviously that's two huge different sides of the spectrum. So if a mother bear is, like, sitting there seeing this, they're like, well, you know, Madison's going to be there no matter what. And, like, he's, mm-hmm, like, they see, I mean, I'm sorry, Hannah Ann. And then they see Madison, like, wavering with him, like, telling him, hey, like, I don't live this way. And, like, I don't see my husband being this way. So, mm-hmm, I don't know. Like, I'm not a mother, but, like, I would imagine just, like, protect my son. And, you know, Hannah Ann's always been there and always will be. So, I don't know.
I think she felt like she fell short as, like, protecting him, like, as far as, like, Hannah B. And, you know, how she brought that up, it just made it seem like she was afraid that Maddie was going to leave him, mm-hmm, like Hannah B. did. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's why she was more, you know, into Hannah Ann.
Yes. Because, there were comparisons drawn between Hannah B. and Madison last night.
Yeah, they're very strong personalities.
They loved Hannah B., right?
I mean, I'm sure they did, but I think that they just fear that they're, you know, they're going to leave. You know, I think, yeah, she felt like Maddie was going to leave him, and I don't know. That's just kind of what I perceived from last night's episode.
Well, we do see Maddie leave him. just after that conversation. Before we get into that, you guys told me a little bit about how Hannah Ann is in the house, how you got to know her. So tell me more about Madison and what she's like when we're not watching her on TV.
Maddie is, I feel like watching her, she kind of seemed a little cold in moments. Like, you know, she's wasn't emotional. She's just very, I mean, she's very level-headed and rational. I kind of felt like she was that person that I would go to when, you know, this environment just kind of, you get caught up, and she just kind of would slow it down for me and just like really talk me through it. And she's just like very kind and compassionate in that way. And, you know, she's also this like very strong woman and confident. And so I think Peter really liked that about her. And we had a lot of moments. We shared a closet together. And so like,
what do you mean? Oh, you, okay. I was like, I know the bedrooms are small.
Exactly. No,
but you shared a closet. Okay.
But yeah. Like the closet, you know, you have like your own little like world in there, I guess. But like she would always like be doing Bible study and stuff. And she would just, you know, kind of keep to herself, but also was there when you needed her. So she was just a really good friend, and I really liked her.
Yeah. I think, you know, me and Madison are both from Alabama, and just having that similarity and, like, being able to, like, once this was all over, like, see each other and just, like, connect on that level was huge. And us also understanding the community that we, you know, are from and all the expectation, and Madison, you know, doing this, being who she is, I just commend her so much. And, you know, like you said, she is very sweet, very kind, like soft woman, but also she's very headstrong. So, you know, when it came up to like this point with the fantasy suites, like you saw that in her. Mm-hmm. And I just, I don't know. I love her, and she's such a good girl. Like, yeah, I love Maddie for sure.
Yeah. One thing about Maddie that I really appreciated, it was, you know, I mean, we've seen it on the show, but you know, in those private moments, like her and I would both really, you know, just question things. We weren't just like, oh yeah, like just along for the ride type of thing. Like she would be like, okay, like questioning certain aspects of it. And I don't know, I just feel like that meant like she was really taking this seriously and really considering the fact that, yeah, you are going to be engaged to this person at the end, so you have to consider everything.
Did you feel the strength of their relationship like we do watching it?
Oh, it absolutely was. It was undeniable. I mean, I'm just gonna be honest here. Like when you're in the house and you know the girl that he is like super connected. I don't know if you felt the same way.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
But I like the first 3 weeks I was like, like when what's good? Hey.
She walks in the room and it literally is like nobody exists.
No one
except
else
for
in the room. No one else was in the room, and I was just like, okay, this sucks because I am dating this guy, but I was like, just don't get in your head, Sydney. Just like stay focused. Don't get in your head. But that I always knew. Like, I'm just like something like, hey, I'm like, I was hoping I could get to that level they were at, but you know, I didn't. But just it was undeniable. The moment, the first week, the first one-on-one, like it was just undeniable. Their connection, undeniable.
Mm. Yeah. When she came home, I was actually still awake when she came home from their one-on-one, cause I was getting ready for our group date. And I saw that she had like a bouquet of flowers and she was just like beaming. And I think that that's kind of why I just like held back. So I was like,
yeah.
I knew that that connection was so strong right after their one-on-one. And I was like, how am I going to
discouraged me as well. I was just like, hey, I don't
hate. Everybody pack your bags. Like we're all
everyone
leaving.
Leave. Let's go. Yeah. It's Maddie.
So then did you guys just feel both when you were eliminated? You're like, okay, well, I'm going to go home and people are going to ask me who's going to win this season. And then you thought in your head, Maddie.
Absolutely.
100%.
So then what about Hannah Ann? Where do you think she'd place?
I knew she was going to be.
She got that far?
Second. It was, oh, yeah. Peter is very like, you just know. I mean, I think all of the girls in the house would have this or have a similar, you know, response to this. Like it was just them two always. Mm-hmm. And you know, yeah, we had connections and things and it was, you know, but it was never what they had ever. Like it was just so much higher than all of us that we were just kind of like, well, you know, it wasn't not surprising at all.
All right.
I mean, I kind of thought that Fuller may end up with him.
Okay. But still, you guys predicted the top three.
Predicted the top three literally week three. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. Wow. Yeah. Okay. That's amazing. Sydney, you were talking about how you guys had that connection about being from Alabama.
Right.
And it sounds as if you guys have hung out since the filming has ended.
I don't want you to tell me what the ending is, but do you, I'm closing my eyes. Do you know the ending? Or is what Chris Harrison saying by like, Peter is going to, like, it's really, really ending live tonight?
Yes. Yes and yes. Yes, I'll say yes to both of those. Yes. What Chris Harrison's saying, I totally believe that, as well as, like, just things that me and Maddie have shared since, okay. you know, filming. Yes and yes.
Okay, so basically, you know what the status was throughout the, quote, off season. And right. you know that, like, a final decision might be made tonight Correct. On the live show.
Yeah, okay. no, for sure.
I don't think that I'm saying anything that wasn't given in that teaser and what Chris Harrison said yeah. when he wrapped that episode. He was like, mm-hmm. we're all going to find out what happens tomorrow night live on this. So should we speculate right now? I mean, maybe Sydney should stay out of it.
I'll stay out of it. Okay. I want to hear you guys' okay. thoughts.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I haven't really asked Maddie a lot. Like, we've texted and everything, but I didn't want to ask her because I don't want her to feel pressure to like tell me anything. But I mean, I really hope they end up together just because like that love is so strong, clearly. And I just love Maddie as a person. So I hope they're together.
So quick recap, you guys. I mean, you all saw it, but Maddie goes on her one-on-one with him after the family visit. And she says like, you know, we're just not compatible. Like, I want this to work so much. She has so many great lines. Hold on. Let me read these. She says, can love conquer all? Being a warrior and a good fighter means knowing when to surrender. And she mm-hmm. said, it's time to surrender. She goes, I still feel like love does conquer all because me leaving helps you, Peter, find what you came here for. Mm-hmm. So she says that everything changed that night. They have different faith, different marriage ideals, different lifestyle. And she just started thinking ever since that one night. Where, you know, he came to her saying that he had been intimate with the other two, that everything kind of changed. And yeah. all this, she got all this clarity. So she leaves. But we see that she comes back. Mm-hmm. Savannah, do you think that she comes back during the proper season? So before that final rose ceremony? Or do you think that she comes back to him after the show has wrapped?
I feel like it's probably after the show is wrapped just because Maddie, I don't know. I don't see her. She seems very selfless in those moments, you know, trying to let him, you know, do what's best for him. And so hopefully it's after the season and she can really, because I know that like when everything is wrapped, you just kind of get this clarity. It's, and maybe she got that. And I do think that Peter sees in her, you know, I think he wants to be better for her. And I think that like she wants somebody that'll grow with her and her faith. And, you know, I think he wants to grow in his faith too and everything. So
I have a question though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's say that it is Maddie in the end. Mm-hmm. What is going to happen when he has to like bring her home to Barb? Like Maddie's seen this now. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. How do you sit there? Like,
we see this scene in the teaser where it looks like they're sitting at home or they're sitting in a suite that isn't the suite that they were in for the past couple scenes. Mm-hmm. And then they're all waiting for Peter to walk in the door with someone. And then it looks like Barb has another breakdown. And it freaks me out that it's because like he walks in with Maddie.
Imagine this conversation. That's about to
happen. I know.
She's going to be pissed.
Okay, but here's the thing, guys. Chris Harrison has to sit down with Peter and says, are you going to be able to continue with this? Like, are you too heartbroken to continue? I think like Harrison's like, I mean, you were going to pick Maddie. So are you going to pick Hannah Ann by default now?
Yeah.
So now, I mean, I wrote here in my notes that, sorry, Peter, that he would be an ultimate dumbass if he goes and proposes to Hannah Ann. Mm-hmm. This episode clearly portrays that Madison was his number one pick and that Hannah Ann would be his second pick. And you cannot propose to a woman who's going to eventually see this.
I know. I imagine like what she's feeling watching this back and seeing. My gosh. Oh my gosh.
The conversation that Maddie and Peter had right before they walked in to meet Peter's parents, where he was just like, let's fix this, whatever we have to do. And I'm like, wait.
Oh, yeah.
But you're saying this and there's another human on the other side of this. And then Maddie leaves and he has his date with Hannah Ann. And it's like, does he even like, are we just gonna hang out? And then, like, I don't get it.
It seems so a little
last ditch effort.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys, do you think that he should have told Hannah Ann that Maddie had left? I think it was a great decision that he did not tell her, because I think by him telling her, she'd be like, oh, okay, so now, like, I'm your only option. Yeah. So am I your default girl? Like, is this confirmation that, like, I'll always ponder if I'm your fallback?
It was at Hannah Ann's best interest that he did not tell her, for sure, because she was already so emotional, so in her head in that moment at the, you know, when they, at nighttime. So, yeah, I think that would have been just a spiral if he would have done that. But also, it's like,
omission is lying. I consider that lying. Yeah. You know, I feel like if I were to watch it back and I was in Hannah Ann's shoes, I would have, and if she does end up engaged with him and they're together now, I would be so angry.
I would be mortified. If I was like in that moment, I was like, I look so like, I just look, you know, it looks bad. Like she's sitting there like pouring her heart out to him and he's literally, you know, Madison's gone and he's like, he doesn't even, he still doesn't know what to do. And it's just like, she's so, you know, there for him. And it's tough. She's, it's tough.
And just the way that he was like making it very clear that he was in love with Maddie.
Oh, absolutely.
I wouldn't be able to, if I had an engagement with him, I would not be able to move forward with that if I was Hannah Ann.
So he does tell Hannah Ann during the nighttime portion of the date. She says, don't do anything besides choosing me for me and who I am. I feel in this moment, she knows that it's not her. I think this is like almost her partial goodbye. She goes, it's not what I want to hear, because he says, I'm in love with, I'm very torn. He says, I'm very torn, my heart's in two places. And she goes, that's not what I want to hear. It seems like she's saying, I'm all in, but I know you're half in, and I don't think that I can do this. And I have a theory, you guys. This one's a little bit more far-fetched. What if Hannah Ann feels like she's so second place that she just drops out of the race before it all? And then he's left with no one to give that final rose to.
Yes.
I hope she does that. Happen.
I literally, I feel like that's what happens.
So because we have to think about what Harrison comes up to him and says. Because if he's coming up to him at that podium, which I can't believe that Peter would even say, Hannah Ann, have my final rose at this point. Like, that's so wrong in general. But let's just pretend that that's what he's planning.
Yeah.
Then Harrison comes up and goes, so we all just found this out. Hannah Ann is also gone. And that would be absolutely revolutionary, because I don't think that that's ever happened on this show. And they keep saying that the finale of this is something that's never happened. If he ends up like flip-flopping, like he ends up getting back with Madison, we've seen that before twice. But we haven't necessarily seen it in the way that the girl comes back after the guy, instead of the guy breaking up with a fiance and then going after the girl. So that would be unique. So it could still be that. But holy damn, man. If he's left with no one at that altar.
How could it be anything else, though? Like, because like, it could have been, if we didn't see last night, it could have been Chris telling Peter that Maddie had left. That's already happened. So what could be that big coming
gotta
up? It's
got
to be that she leaves, because she felt, you know, the way she was expressing to him the night before, like,
And you could tell she just, like, felt so defeated. So I honestly do think she leaves.
Even the way she, like, closed the door and said goodbye. She's like, bye now.
I mean, yeah. Like, I mean, we all feel for Peter, because, like, clearly he's going through a lot. Man. But, like, I also feel for Hannah Ann, and I would be,
I feel
like,
for everyone involved. Like, this is just a wild situation. Wild.
I should also add that I think Maddie's hair looks different in that super tease. And I think that that is a symbol that when she comes back for him, it's after the fact. You know, she's not coming back to Australia. I think it's been a while. Because every girl comes back to the show looking a little bit different on Women's Tell All.
Always.
Exactly. There. Any other things? Yeah, okay. So I think we covered all my big notes. But I have one thing I want to backtrack on. That conversation that Maddie and Peter have before they go in to have family time, I feel like he insinuates that he slept with the other two girls because she didn't say, I love you before Fantasy Suites. And I was like, that's yucky, boy. That is yucky.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That honestly, when I was watching that moment, I got really emotional, because you could feel the love between both of them. And yeah, I just.
Their forehead thing. When they put their foreheads together.
That.
He did that to me,
it's
too.
It's like a connect.
Oh, he did that.
I didn't know that moment.
I'm not kidding. But. But no, they really, like, you could just like feel how much he loved her. And but I do agree.
That's
like,
not okay, though. Hey, you didn't tell me you loved me, so I decided to go and get physical with two other women.
What are you talking about?
Peter. I'm like, sir, are you crazy? Literally, like, you risked your relationship with her. Like, she asked you something, and it would have been an equal playing field. Mm-hmm. Totally still fine. Equal playing field. You could have waited to stick your dick in someone 10 days later. Okay?
Exactly.
If you had slept with no one. Mm-hmm. And then you basically said, like, well, because, like, I wasn't feeling that you loved me. I decided to go be
Peter,
physical.
You are a grown man, okay? You, like, let's not do that. Let's not say, oh, because, you know, Maddie, you're broken and don't know, you're at this level, like, and you didn't tell me you loved me. That gives me a reason to go sleep with two other women. Like, no, sir. That is not it.
I didn't know your feelings for me. I was, like, just confused.
Peter, you knew exactly how I felt.
You know that she's traditional enough that she probably just didn't want to say I love you until it was just the two of you.
That's what she said. Yeah. Before she was like, you can't tell me that you were not torn at this point when you're on the other side of this. He was like, no, I totally get it. I totally get it. Well, Peter, what do you mean?
I do feel like I felt like he was kind of justifying it. Like to fully explore those relationships, he had to sleep with
Peter just wanted to get down. That's
Like, let's be real, Peter. Like, come on.
Okay, well, do you feel like having sex with somebody before marriage is going to tell you something that you need to know before marriage? Or do you think that you can physically tell your chemistry before that? Like, you can tell your physical chemistry and how it's going to be in bed based on everything else.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You don't have to test the waters. Like, it's not, you know what I mean? Yeah. No, I don't think
so. I don't think that really defines a relationship. I think that how you feel about each other defines a relationship.
And it just makes it so much purer when it is, I'm not saying that you have to wait until marriage, but I'm saying just because the fantasy suites come does not mean that that has to happen. And also, like, doesn't make it any more pure or not pure if you choose to do so or not.
Yeah.
It's just like, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So he didn't need to use that week as testing the waters.
No.
He literally could, like, you end up together, you get engaged, take it from there.
I think he's
just take it from there. That's just my opinion, because I feel like every time somebody, I think I said this a couple weeks ago, but like Nick Viall has been very open about the fact that he only slept with Vanessa in the fantasy suite because he knew that if he slept with the other two girls that it would become a conflict outside the show with the person that he chose.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that that's the way you got to do it.
No, I agree.
I think he should have had a little more guidance. I think Nick should have came and talked to him at the beginning. Not even Nick, just like any of the guys. Like, I mean, I'm sure he had that guidance, but, we didn't see that every season. I feel like some of the old bachelors, like, will come back and talk and... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that he made a mistake, obviously. Mm. But
I think we have to say, isn't it funny that Ben got so much controversy saying I love you to two girls. And now here's Peter being like, I love you, I love you, I love you.
To everybody. And, like, and then also,
all the things, all the things. All right, before we go, let's go down the line and say our final predictions.
Okay.
Beforehand, I said it was far-fetched for Hannah Ann to be leaving, but you know what, now I'm convinced. I believe that Hannah Ann leaves before the final rose ceremony. That's why Chris Harrison comes up to the podium. That's why Peter seems like he's having a mental breakdown in his hotel room. Mm-hmm. And then I think Maddie comes back to Peter at some point after he leaves the season alone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, that's my prediction. Go ahead, Savannah.
I think the exact same thing. I think that Hannah Ann finally realizes that he's in love with Maddie and leaves. I do think that they're probably together. I think Maddie comes back, and I do think that they're probably together now. It's probably going to be a rocky ride, especially Maddie, like, seeing everything back and just, like, reliving all of it. But hopefully they're together.
Maddie probably comes back because she knows he's not with Hannah Ann. I don't think Maddie is the kind of girl that's going to try to get in the middle of another relationship. She's not going to ruin that for him, especially after that whole surrender warrior.
Yeah.
I want you to come and find what you came here to find.
No, I agree with both of you guys. I think in that moment, when we see, the Peter's breakdown is when Hannah Ann leaves. And then I think that other teaser, when he's having to say, I'm so, so sorry to someone, like, I'm from the bottom of my heart, I'm so sorry. It's him apologizing to Hannah Ann for, like, not being able to, like, you know, go through. And then after Maddie finds out that they're not together, Maddie's going to get her man.
Oh, Maddie. Go get him, girl. I hope she does.
That's all, yeah.
All right, well, you guys, you've been a delight, and you've given us a lot of insight into Hannah Ann and Maddie. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Okay, this is how we sign off. We do this thing. Just follow along. Thank you guys for listening to the Almost Famous podcast. We'll be back with another episode in a couple hours, like legitimately not even 12 full hours, I think. We are doing Bachelor Finale Part 2, the podcast, with a crazy panel of girls. It's going to be a girls' night. We have Crystal. We have Angela. We have Tayshia, Amanda, and Savannah back again to recap the conclusion of Peter's season. It's going to be wild. Everybody's going to have so many opinions. It's going to be like a big sleepover. All right. So listen then and give us all your feedback. We love you guys so much. I've been Ashley.
I've been Savannah.
I've been Sydney.
You guys got it. Yay. Yay. Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant, sport formula to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has
existed.
You have
an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. I've discovered the secret to turning diaper duty into pure parenting joy. Okay, well, that might be a stretch, but Pampers Swaddlers is truly the answer. They feature a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, including even blowouts. And for 2024's hottest baby shower / sprinkle gift, it's the Pampers Diaper Stash. I am so for diapers for a baby shower or registry. This Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund where family and friends can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. Just create an account, share it, and then watch it grow, and then gift it. So easy. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness with Pampers Swaddlers and the Pampers Diaper Stash.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.